For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All that stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today, including it feels almost timely, like the mask mandate for airlines being lifted. We actually have some potties today with us here, and we haven't done a lot of this since COVID started. Like, our building isn't as locked down anymore, which is really nice. And so we have Paul and Alana. Paul and Alana, come over here to this mic next to Betty Rock there. Now, you guys are potties from Iowa. You got to lean in really close to that, okay? Who's been listening longer?
Probably me.
Okay, so how long have you been listening to the podcast?
Probably 7 years.
Wow, you've been a potty for 7 years.
Yeah.
Your stamina or your attention or your ability to handle nonsense is pretty great.
Yes.
So good for you. Like, that's amazing. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in today. Now, you came in for a show all the way from Iowa to Nashville.
Yep.
And you saw who?
John Foreman.
Okay, now of Switchfoot.
Yep.
And doing his own thing. Was it a good show?
It was awesome.
Yeah? And was that the only reason you came here?
Yes, and the Wally Show.
Well, okay, and the Wally Show.
Yeah. We take second billing.
You know what? No. What it is? This is how you got to look at things. You got to get better at spinning things in your head, Gavin. It's for your own ego. John Foreman opened up for us.
Oh, amen.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how you do this,
Rock.
Yeah,
couldn't even bring the whole Switchfoot
well
band
done.
Out.
Yeah, so he opened up for us last night,
nice.
And then we're closing it out today for their trip, so that's really cool. Well, we appreciate you guys listening for so long, and you were telling Betty just a minute ago that you love some of the things we do on the show, like the weekend plans.
I love weekend plans. I like best worst joke.
Okay. Best worst joke we get. We'll do that in your honor tomorrow on the show.
Okay, sounds good.
Do you listen to the podcast too, or just the aftercast?
I listen to the podcast too.
Do you? Okay. I'm always humbled by the fact that anybody listens to any of this, to be honest with you. But I'm curious if the same people that listen to the podcast, which is the normal show without music, also listen to the aftercast, or did they like one versus the other more? You know?
I like them both.
Do you? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay with his amounts of rants?
I am.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Alana made us each collages, and on my collage, she has Sasha from my cat, Cruises, Dadgummit, because I always say Dadgummit, Tale of Three Trees, Disney, all these great, McDonald's, Coke, Pickleball, but she had Ranty on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she knows you well.
Yeah. And she also put Gregor Bears on there, like my best friend.
Oh, cute.
You guys call Gregor Bears. And so I took a picture of that and sent it to him because he's traveling. But that'll make him happy.
Always looking for an excuse to text him.
Hey, man.
Just thinking about you.
Hey, boy. Hey. What's on your thing?
Mine says weekend plans because I started that. I can't remember how it got started, but I started it. Pickle Lay's potato chips.
Yeah.
Elvis, Bob Ross, Chick-fil-A, Fish Camp.
You do know us.
A couple of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. Hangry, Bath & Body Candles.
Wow.
Waffle House, Trucker Hat, Kate Gate.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
It was a spring day. 2019.
Talk about ranty. That is
Betty
Rocks.
Oh, please. I have one thing that I rant on, and give you a foot and take a mile.
Oh, I can rant on just about anything. Like, you can give me something, and I will have a strong opinion about it with very little facts. Gavin, what does yours say?
I've got military kid, film school. Star Wars, Harry Potter. I've got a box of Lucky Charms on there.
Because he looks like a leprechaun.
There's a very small, tiny bladder down at the bottom. And then Enneagram 2 in the corner, which I don't...
I was wondering if you were a 2 or a 6.
I don't care too much.
Tough call. It's not... I'm pretty sure he's a 6.
Tough call, because a 2 is a helper, though.
Because I am reading 2, and I'm like,
yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes, but 6 is always preparing for the worst case scenario. And
I don't
feel like
do
he's
that.
Always thinking of the worst case
six
scenario.
6 are scared of everything.
Yes.
Right? So, okay.
He's
so,
scared of bugs.
So Paul is saying don't, that you're a
bugs.
6 as well,
yeah.
Alana? Okay.
I'm getting much better at not being afraid.
I don't. Yeah, I'm an 8, and so like I don't the fears like that people have I don't understand all the time.
Well, and you can take a little one and you can roll with it.
Yeah.
Now I can do that with anger. Mm-hmm. Like mine isn't fear based, but I can take a little nugget of something and I can expound upon it till it gets to ludicrous level. You know.
Hence the aftercast.
Yeah. The aftercast is what keeps me sane. Like the honest, like being
you need
able
to start paying us.
Well, it is a little therapeutic. Like, cause here's the deal, man. Honestly, like in full disclosure, like when I got into radio, it was this great thing for little man syndrome. You've been picked on all your life, you know, and you get this power inside of radio that I had in mainstream radio. And so it was like, this was great. You could sound off about anything and it gave you your place. But then over time, like it actually became kind of therapeutic. Like you guys talk about going to see a counselor or whatever. This is my counselor. Like this is where I get to, you know, get rid of some of these demons, you know, kind of thing. And the thing about it is inside of Christian radio, it has gotten more restrictive because people get offended by everything or they, to put it nicely, whine like babies about everything. Was that nicely?
Yes.
You know,
for you.
And, yeah.
Yes.
And so somebody's upset every day about something, the most innocuous things. And that drives me crazy. But what that's caused to happen is the show, you know, so that we can keep doing the show has become focused differently, unfortunately. And it is just the way it is. And so that's why the aftercast, I love the aftercast, because the aftercast is where we can dive into things on a deeper level. We can have a little bit more fun. And the people that listen to the aftercast, as is evidenced by all of Alana's collages, get it. They understand it. They get us. And I love that.
How is it that you can rant about ranting?
I don't know. See, I told you I could do a rant about anything. And that was even a calm rant, you know?
That's true.
It could have tipped over, but then we have guests. And so I'm like, okay, I'll be calm. I'll be good. All right, so let's get to some of the stuff on the show that we did not get to. Okay, so we hinted about this with our guests coming in. The Justice Department is set to appeal that Florida federal judge's ruling about the no mask on airplanes. So don't throw away your mask just yet. We're not done here. We might have had a couple day reprieve.
Yeah.
But the CDC is still saying its continuing assessment is that this time the order requiring masks indoors on transportation transportation corridors remains necessary for public health. And they're saying that we have, it's in our jurisdiction because this ruling said it's not in your jurisdiction. And so now they're asking the Department of Justice to go ahead and appeal this. So theoretically, after some legal finagling, the mask mandates could be reinstated on planes, despite things dropping too, which would be just anarchy.
I think if they do that, like you said, it's going to be anarchy, especially because like we were watching GMA, we typically have Good Morning America here in the station, and they were talking about how the air is purified in the cabin of a airplane. And so you start thinking, well, then why are we wearing masks, especially there when you could easily like sip a drink or you can eat something and now you get to wear your mask down. Nothing is making sense anymore.
Right.
And I think if they establish it again, it's just going to make people angry, especially those who work in the flight industry.
Right, because then they've got to go back to being
police.
They've
got to fight fight the battle.
You just think people were mad about the mask before. You give people a little taste of freedom. It would be like back in the day when we left England in 1776 and we fought for our independence. And then all of a sudden, like 4 years later, England goes, oh, no, we're taking you back. And they come back and take you back. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Like, they, people would go ballistic on this. And unfortunately, the, like, good, nice, sweet people get caught in the crossfire that are just trying to do their job, you know? And so I just, I don't see it. I don't see it going back. I don't see people, like allowing it to go back, honestly. Like, hey, you have to wear your mask. No. You know what I think I could see people doing?
I agree with you, but the, also, you know, GMA was saying this, and also an article I found, there are lots of people, like in the 50s and 60%,
yeah,
that are still about it.
I was surprised at that, honestly. I was really surprised at that. But again, we've talked about this since the beginning of COVID. Where we live, it is not, it hasn't felt like COVID anything for 6 months, you know? And so it we have a different, maybe skewed version of it, whereas other people in different states, it's been a prevalent thing in their lives, and it probably still is, and they find comfort in it. And but that's the beauty of personal choice, that, and that's what we've lived our lives, you know, in our country on. Like Beijing in China, they just celebrated that they let 4 million people out of their homes, you know, because they've had them so locked down. Not Beijing. But anyway, like, they're like, yes, okay, now we're going to, because they really locked down again. And they're like, okay, 4 million people can now come out. And they're like, yay. And we just haven't lived that life, and we're not going to live that life. So the beauty of it is, if you still want to wear a mask, you can, you know, and there's less stigma with it. You know, like Asian cultures have worn masks in public and on flights for years, you know. And so there's a little less stigma to it. And if you want to, man, go for it. It's great. It just means that the people working there don't have to, and other people that don't agree with it don't have to. And I'm sorry, the science on this, I never understood this, where they went from the beginning, they're like, the mask isn't to protect you, it's to protect other people. How is that possible? Like, how is it possible that it protects other people, but it doesn't also protect me? Like, that makes zero sense, you know? So anyway, there's been so much craziness with this whole thing. But right now, at least for the time being, you get a little bit of a reprieve. Betty Rock, when you were a kid, did you ever have any Barbies?
I did, but I didn't play with them.
I could see that.
They're just busy with your goats.
Yeah. Well, honestly,
I just let Freddy the goat eat it, eat its hair.
His name was Elvis.
Elvis the goat eat
it was
its hair.
Billy Bob, Maggie May, and
you
Elvis.
Had three goats.
Well, a mom, a daddy, and a baby.
Well, that's impressive.
Was Elvis the baby?
Uh huh. I got to name him. He was white and he had a black spot on his head, so I named him Elvis.
Like, even from that age, you already had an Elvis thing. That's crazy.
It feels wrong to be talking about these goats with this music.
Need banjo music. But Mattel is releasing a Queen Elizabeth bomb.
Is it going to look like the young version or the old version?
No, they made it old. I think so. Yeah, it's a little older.
I wonder if she's a little disappointed.
Yeah, like, couldn't you have taken a couple wrinkles out? No, it still has good skin. But they're doing it to celebrate her 96th birth date and 70 years on the throne. That is crazy.
Yeah, I saw that.
They gave her like a tiara and some of the typical Barbie stuff. I'm curious if they're going to do anything like with extras that you buy, because that's what Barbie is all about. It's all about the extras.
Oh, wow. That Barbie doesn't look like her at all.
Yeah.
It's got a very long neck.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Weird.
Maybe it'll come with some corgi dogs, because doesn't she have some?
Yeah, I think
usually
so.
Usually Barbies come with...
Looks like a Downton Abbey character.
It's got a tiara that she wore on her wedding day.
Wow.
The doll's packaging is inspired by Buckingham Palace. And so this is one that I'm curious if moms will buy for their daughters and then not let them play with.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, it's a collector's. This has got to be like...
How much are they selling it for?
I don't think it's an exorbitant fee. I think it was fairly, you know, like, in the realm. I don't think they were charging like a massive premium on it.
They're selling it at Target. It says $75.99.
$75? Okay, I was wrong.
It does feel pretty
high. I was 100% wrong.
It's like buying
that's
a Barbie. That's like an American Girl doll price.
Yeah, it's a $12 doll. Let's not be crazy here. $75?
That's what it says.
I was extremely wrong on that one. And then finally here, Shawn Mendes, you know Shawn Mendes, right? The singer. He got real with fans the other night and he said, "I'm okay. I'm just overwhelmed and overstimulated."
Sorry.
I just hit my head a little bit, and I get it. I get it. Like,
you can't hit your head and roll your eyes and then say in the next breath, I get it.
No, I do. Here's my problem. Okay, look. I get it. I get that as a celebrity, life is very pressure filled for you, and you maybe weren't aware of what it was going to cost you to live this life. He said, to tell the truth, if people know and see the truth, they might think less of me. So in those moments I'm feeling right now, I either put on a show or I hide. So this is a person that's dealing with other issues as well. It's just in addition to fame. You know, and so like I get, and again, I do understand that. I think my problem is when people throw around buzzwords. I think that's what makes me instantly go, "Oh, I don't believe you." Kind
what
of thing.
Buzzword?
I'm triggered. I'm overstimulated. All the things that like the babble that we associate with things. But I know you have to have words to describe stuff.
What should he have used?
It becomes trendy. It becomes like that's. I think that's the stuff that drives me nuts. Is it becomes trendy versus going, man, I'm struggling right now, and I got a lot going on in my life, and I'm not my best me or whatever, you know. But like, I guess when I hear those psychological terms, I instantly bristle and I go, oh, it's just another Gen Z, you know, whining. And that's my own bias.
Yes. Do you think that there were times when you were his age and you used words that people your age back then thought, ugh, here we go?
Probably. Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'm sure.
So it's
I'm sure.
Just history repeating itself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He says, with so much success, I still find it hard, like I'm not failing. I'm hyper-focused on what I have to, or what I don't have. That to me was the most interesting part of this, is accomplishing things. And you could say, well, you've been very successful. But then he still looks at things that he is not able to accomplish. Like that sentence there, I click with and I identify with. I get that. I appreciate that honesty. It's the buzzwords that trigger me.
used a buzzword.
I know.
Right there.
I did it ironically.
What do you say?
Yeah. I did it sarcastically.
Well, you say click with. Maybe boomers are like, oh my gosh.
Maybe. I don't know. But so yeah, he's hyper focused and overstimulated right now. So.
But you get it.
I do. I get every bit of it. What do you got, Rock?
Well, USA Today, they did their annual Save Our Shows poll. This is where they put out a bunch of different shows that are getting canceled, and they ask people, hey, are some of these shows ones that you would like to keep, and you can vote on it. And no matter what the data shows, it doesn't mean that that show will get re-signed.
Right.
It just is letting them know, hey, the audience would take it up again. So last year's winner was Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
Oh, no, no, no.
I never watched it. I know you didn't like
it. It's horrible.
But your wife and your daughter loved it. But
it was
a musical.
Okay. Concept is great. What it is, it's this girl whose dad is sick. He can't communicate. And the only way that they communicate is basically through these songs that just kind of happen that are applicable to what's going on. Like, she hears all these songs from people in her life, and that's how she processes the things and stuff like that. And there's some really sweet moments in it that are great. But what it is, it's like Glee with bad singing, like with worse singing.
And Glee drove me crazy.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, the execution of it was what I had the problem with. Like, Mary Steenburgen, who's a great actress, chunking her way through a song, it loses all of the effect of what you created in that moment. For me personally, my daughter and wife loved it. And I couldn't get past the singing.
Well, I guess a lot of people were on your side because NBC still canceled it.
Thank you.
Even when people were like, eh.
Thank you, NBC.
Yeah. But this year's early front runners are Magnum P.I.
Oh, you know.
Which, wasn't that from the 80s?
Well, it was, yeah, it was
a new
rebuild
version.
Yeah. And then Hawaii 5-0 was a redo from an old show.
Okay. Well, it's tied with A Million Little Things, which I guess is getting canceled as well.
Oh, is it really? I have about, I think, 2 seasons of A Million Little Things worth saved. I watched the first season and I was intrigued with it. I watched the second season and I found myself getting less and less and less involved with it. It got further away from the storyline of the original. And I got.
I also think it was sort of like the little brother of This Is Us, where
yes.
It was just like a lot of emotional stuff going on.
All
and
the
people
time.
Just carrying their baggage around with like a lot of live as is drama happening with
a lot of overwhelmed, overstimulated people.
Mm-hmm. Shawn Mendes.
So it's heavy, but it's first take, though, like, its twist in the beginning, like, This Is Us had a twist in the first episode that you did not see coming that then set the entire style of the show. Same thing with this. It was kind of an homage off or a playoff of This Is Us, but its twist was good, but then it can't always be that, so it's supposed to evolve, and it just evolved. I would almost say it devolved to a place where you stopped caring about the characters, yeah. And the minute that happens in a show, it's done. You know, you've got to care what happens to these people, or else you're not going to watch it. Some of them you're like, I hope that bad thing happens to you.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe those shows will still get canceled. I'm not sure, but those are the front runners.
Well, there you go. Interesting. Hey, you got some birthdays for us?
I do. I have one. Erin wants to wish Ashley a happy birthday. She celebrated yesterday, but we weren't able to wish her a happy birthday because Torrin Wells
came in. Oh, that's right.
We had to do an interview.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, we didn't have an aftercast yesterday. We had a great interview with Torrin Wells. Super nice guy, and we'll be playing bits of that back around the release of his new album. But some really interesting stuff. Like, he did a roundtable discussion about faith, life, and culture, and it was fascinating because he had Tori Kelly, Social Misfit Club, a pastor.
Tim Tebow,
a whole bunch of people, Annie F. Downs, who Betty Rock, I guess, coffees with now. And so, she did coffee with Annie F. Downs.
It's not a thing.
I don't hang out with famous people.
Someone seems a little triggered.
No, I'm just overwhelmed and stimulated.
She's got an amazing podcast.
I know. Oh, she does. Yeah. And so like good on you. But he had John Crist on, which was super surprising, like, to me, because it's post Bad Behavior John Crist, and I wanted to ask him about it. Like, okay, did you do this intentionally, or did you not know? You know, and he was like, no, I was very intentional about it. And the Bible talks about restoring people when they've messed up and everything. His answer was so good for it, and there's a lot of good. We did a parody song about Gavin's height, so that is something to be looking forward to.
I have to give it credit. It was excellently written.
Thank you.
Excellently performed.
Yes, thank you.
And I know it's not true. So.
Exactly. You keep telling yourself that, champ. my favorite thing, though, was we were doing a thing upstairs, and I'm going to tell you this story because I don't think they'll leave it in. So we have a sister part of our ministry called Way Nation, and they create content. Sometimes it doesn't go on Way FM, and so we'll help them out. They'll ask us to do different videos with people. So we did a this or that. You had to tell if a quote was either from a pastor or from an actor. And some of them were tricky. So Torn and I are doing this together, and it was really funny because he's got all his managers and record company people in the room, and we've got all our people there. And there's a verse about being rich and, you know, God wants us to be rich or whatever like that. And I'm like, oh, that's definitely a pastor, and that's definitely Joel Osteen. And there was a split second of silence before the room erupts because Torrin is Joel Osteen's worship pastor. And people were asking me, like, did you know that? I'm like, absolutely, I knew that. I did it on purpose. That was calculated, man. And he handled it well, got a kick out of it, and thought it was funny. But I always love watching. This is why I'm the way I am. Like, I've done this for so long. To me, I love watching the reaction of people around me. That's why I do the show. That's why I do comedy, whatever. Like I watched all these people's faces, like, what's going to happen? Because they're waiting to see what happens to Torrin. Mm-hmm. That's the interest, the tension. That's what makes it interesting. Mm. And your face rock right now is telling me that you don't like the tension of those moments.
No, but I mean, I'm a 9, so I don't like those things.
Well, my wife is a 9, too, and I told her when I got home, and she had the same face. Mm-hmm. But that's how I know it's good content. When my wife hates it, I know it's gold. I've learned that over years. And same with Betty. When she's like, no, this is not, that's too much, it's wrong. And
it's,
I'm like,
just right.
Gold. It's just right. Exactly. So he rolled with that. And so it would be interesting when they release this. You'll have the inside story now as a potty. When you see this video, you'll have to see if they leave it in or if they take it out. Because I hope they leave it in because it was super funny. Mm-hmm. But anyway. All right, you got a question?
Yes. Erin just wanted to say about Ashley. She's an awesome wife and mother of two. If she could get the birthday song, that would be life-changing.
Absolutely. We haven't done the birthday song in a long time, so... All right, here we go. Happy birthday to all of you! Wish you a birthday
Hey!
There you go.
If you were arrested without explanation, what would your friends and family think you've done?
Murder.
Yeah.
I can see that. You have a lot of rage.
Active shooter. No, I'm kidding. See again. Look at Betty's face. The tension. You know,
no,
it's funny.
No, because it's saying so things that bad. Should not be said.
I know. That's the point.
Not, no,
the Joel
not,
Osteen thing is fine.
That's a different kind of comedy.
That's bad.
Comedy that should belong in a Christian.
It's cancelable.
Gavin, what would yours be?
Tax fraud, maybe? I don't know. I feel like I'm not good at doing my
embezzlement.
Taxes. I don't know, something like that. Forgot to do them.
I'm curious about Betty's.
Mine would be a hangry situation.
Like hangry murder?
It could be a Kate Gate situation where someone took
assault.
My food and then didn't fess up to it.
I could see
that
assault.
That would make me angry.
Like hit and run, maybe?
She was hitting me the other day. She hits me a lot. I'm sorry, but I don't.
Are you okay?
I'm not. I'm not okay.
Are you highly stimulated?
And super triggered and overwhelmed, and I feel I need to say something to somebody, but I'm too scared of Betty. So she was hitting me the other day, like super hard. When
you
we
do
were shooting
hit
this
hard.
Video. She does.
It's impressive.
You even, the one you hit me in the arm, you even went, oh, like you knew you clocked me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't even deserve it this time for once.
What?
I
yes,
know.
You did. You started it.
That
I do.
I don't think any court in the land will believe. Just don't watch any of our old videos, okay? All right. I think with that is going to do it for our
and
aftercast.
As always, thanks for being a potty.